All right, welcome to the first iteration of Hashrate Up Focus, a new series where I try to focus on one key challenge, trend, or aspect of the Bitcoin mining industry that will hopefully help you to put together some of the information that we talk about in the interviews as well.
Hashrate Up, hardware sales, advisory, hosting, and site brokerage. Find new and used ASIC deals through the website and the Telegram channel below. Make smarter decisions with Hashrate Up.
Today, we want to talk about hash price. This is something we look at in the beginning of every episode, but that I've never sat down and explained before. So today is that day. What is hash price? Hash price describes the value of the hash rate of any ASIC miner and is a key metric for every miner to look at. Hash price boils down to the revenue per unit of hash rate per day. A lot of the times, retail investors will look at Bitcoin price to determine whether it makes sense to mine or not, but they don't often look at hash price, which they should, because it actually matters far more than Bitcoin prices alone. And Bitcoin price is one of the factors that make up the hash price. So hash price is made up of the Bitcoin price, the network hash rate, difficulty, the block subsidy, and fees. If Bitcoin price goes up, that means hash price follows. If Bitcoin price goes down in dollar terms, that means it has a negative effect, a downward effect on hash price. If the network hash rate is growing, that means hash price goes down and vice versa as well. And if we look at fees, if those increase, that increases hash price as well, since block subsidy stays constant and very predictable. In front of you, you can see the Luxa hash rate index. This is something that I show in front of every episode and would like to go through it quickly. So in the top left, you've just have the Bitcoin price as it stands. You've got the market capitalization for the hash price, that's less relevant. You have the actual hash price as it stands. It's $54.65 per petahash per day. You can divide that by 1,000, and then you have your hash price per terahash per day. You have the current network hash rate, over 1 zettahash now, over a 7-day span. We have the current block reward, 3.16 Bitcoin. The fees in the last blocks, or the amount of money that fees made up when it came to the block rewards in the last 24 hours. We have network difficulty. This is super important. We have the estimated difficulty adjustment, which right now is telling us that difficulty is increasing by 5.88% from this network difficulty base. Once the epoch finishes, right? So right now we have 12% left in the current epoch. Remember, every 2 weeks, difficulty is adjusted. And this, of course, has an effect on the direction that hash price is taking. In this case, difficulty is going to be increased. The network has grown. Blocks have been found more quickly, which means that hash price is very likely going to go down. We can also see this in this metric. The average block time over the last epoch has been 9 minutes and 26 seconds, meaning that our target of 10 minutes has been undershot quite significantly, and therefore the difficulty needs to be increased so that we get closer to our 10-minute target again. And you can also see the transaction rate over the last 7 days. So we've had 6.5 transactions that have been cleared through the Bitcoin blockchain on average over the last 7 days. Our halving estimate, this of course is important for the block subsidy, estimated on April 11th, 2028. And then we have, just the same said differently, how many blocks are left before the next halving.
This episode is sponsored by Hashbranch, the easiest way to mine Bitcoin in the US. Sourcing hardware and rack space usually is a mess. Bad deal structures, misaligned incentives, and no visibility after deployment. I have placed tens of thousands of ASICs in partnership with Hashbranch. What I like most is that they cut through the noise. Fair pricing, aligned terms, and access to hosting that actually works. Use code HASHRATEUP100, visit hashbranch.com today to get $100 off of each miner that you order.
This is the difficulty adjustment date estimate. This tells us when, on which date, the difficulty adjustment of 5.88% is estimated. We have the previous adjustment. We can see here that this stayed relatively stable. Down here, we have the hash price graph over the last month. We can switch this to 5 years. We can go to 1 year, the 3 months, and then we can also have our own range down here. Now, you can see already that this price or this graph is super volatile. If we go to the 5 years, this is a very, very volatile graph. And the volatility mainly comes from the Bitcoin price increasing and decreasing, right? You can see this kind of mimics the 2021 time where Bitcoin had, where the Bitcoin price graph looked very similar. What I like to do when I look at mining stats and the hash price itself, I like to switch to the hash price denominated in Bitcoin terms. Why? Because it excludes the volatility of the Bitcoin price. And at the end of the day, when it comes to mining, I am interested in having more Bitcoin at the end of the day and not more dollars. So all of the calculations that I make when it comes to mining are done in Bitcoin, since I'm long Bitcoin, and therefore the hash price in Bitcoin terms is much more relevant to me than it is in dollar terms. Obviously, if you are a miner and 70% of your cost is denominated in dollar terms, the dollar price or the dollar hash price is still very, very important to you. Right now, we can see that we are kind of hovering around that 50,000 sats per petahash per day price. So we can see on August 8th, the hash price in Bitcoin terms took a sharp decline. This is very likely when the difficulty adjustment kicked in and the difficulty went up, meaning that the hash price in Bitcoin terms went down. This is where we stand. Now, the last difficulty adjustment has not had a major dent, which is why there's probably less changes. And here on September 1st, we can see that we had a bit of a fee increase, most likely, which had an increasing effect on the Bitcoin denominated hash price, which then quickly came back down again. If we zoom out a little bit to show you the effect that the halving has on the Bitcoin denominated hash price, we can see that around here, we had a sharp reduction from around 170,000 sats per petahash per day to around 80,000 sats per petahash per day. Fees during this time were quite elevated, which is why it's not exactly a halving, but you can see over time, this has stagnated and gone down to now the 50,000 sats per petahash mark that we're at. The beauty about this graph is that it is quite boring, and thus it makes it quite forecastable when you do calculations. So when I run calculations, which we can also get into in another HashRadar Focus episode, when I look at mining revenue and mining ROIs, as I said, I want more Bitcoin at the end of the day. So now the only reason why I need to look at the average Bitcoin price is to understand how much Bitcoin I am leaving on the table to pay for the energy cost and other expenditures. As I often say, and as you might have heard me say before, hash price in Bitcoin terms really is very forecastable and the most boring graph that we have in Bitcoin, in my opinion. If we switch this back to the USD, you can see actually the volatility seems low because in the beginning here we had such high numbers. But if we go back to the 1 year, you can see the hash price moves constantly as the Bitcoin price moves. And every 2 weeks it's adjusted because of the difficulty adjustment. Another thing that hash price lets you look at is your revenue per kilowatt hour. So if you want to look at different models and different hash prices, different scenarios, you can now model out how much revenue per kilowatt hour does your miner make for different hash prices. You can determine revenue per kilowatt hour if you divide the revenue that your miner model makes per day by the power consumption of the selected ASIC. This number, dollar per kilowatt hour revenue, makes sense to look at, especially if you want to calculate your break-even point. So at a certain hash price, your miner will not make enough revenue per kilowatt hour to cover maybe your hosting cost or your break-even cost, at which time you should probably turn off the machine in order to not lose any money mining, unless you have to keep it online for other reasons, of course. So to sum up, hash price is a combination of Bitcoin price, difficulty, network hash rate, block subsidy, and fees that tells you how much revenue your mining machine makes at any given point in time. It also helps you to forecast revenues looking at difficulty adjustments and helps you determine other metrics like the revenue per kilowatt hour. Understanding And working with the hash price is really a key to profitability and making the right decision when it comes to mining, which is why it is so important. I hope this helps. If you have any questions, please leave them down below and I will make sure to pick them up on the next episode. Next time, I would like to focus on hash price dynamics, meaning what happens if the hash price goes down, what happens to the network, what happens on the miner level, and then also what happens when hash price goes up. And yeah, maybe we'll even have a guest to do that with. Thank you. Enjoy your day.